Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House Ethics Committee was to release its findings shortly in an investigation into Florida Governor Matt Gaetz, who was being looked into for allegations of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use. That investigation has now been dropped now that Gaetz has resigned and President-elect Donald Trump has picked him to be Attorney General. As for number two at the DOJ,
sources are telling us that President-elect Donald Trump is considering tapping his top defense attorney, Todd Blanche, to be the Deputy Attorney General. This is the second highest position in the Justice Department. Blanche was on his defense teams for that hush money trial there in New York City, as well as the federal investigations here in Washington.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. This just in, the satirical news publication The Onion has won the bidding for Alex Jones's InfoWars at a bankruptcy auction. No price given. Jones, a conspiracy theorist talk show host, was ordered to pay the families of Sandy Hook Massacre more than $1 billion in defamation judgments for calling the shooting a hoax. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is Melissa Agard's first full day as Dane County Executive. She was sworn in at the Alliant Energy Center yesterday. She now leads the fastest growing county in Wisconsin. And because of that, the county's facing a housing crisis. When you look at the fastest growing cities across the state, three are right here: Madison, Fitchburg, and Sun Prairie. It's also a major driver of the Wisconsin economy. However, all this growth means needing more resources and more money to keep up services for more people. But like many other municipalities, the funding formula from the state is putting them in a bind. Shared revenue for cities and counties has stayed the same throughout high inflation over the last few years. So even as the county is collecting more taxes from all these new residents, they're not getting enough back to sustain services for this bigger population. Long story short, there are tough problems ahead for Agard as she leads Dane County. She said some of her other top priorities are lowering overdose deaths, increasing mental health resources, and reforming the criminal justice system. And Madison police say more than two dozen cars were broken into on the west side. It happened yesterday at an apartment complex on Trader Road. There was just that spate of car break-ins on the east side, too, while people were working out. Police say don't leave any valuables in your car, especially within view. And the state capitol Christmas tree has been chosen, and for the second year in a row, it's from Rhinelander. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Last year, a different tree from Rhinelander was picked up to light up the Capitol, and that alone got one local couple fired up to offer their large balsam fir tree right from their own backyard. They reached out to the Capitol's superintendent of buildings and grounds and made it happen. A tree lighting ceremony will be held at the state capitol on December 5th, and you can bet the Burks who own the tree will be there.
The tradition of having a tree in the Capitol has been going on since 1916. It'll be decorated with ornaments made from school kids across the state. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
It's Packers and Bears week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice getting ready for the Bears in Chicago Sunday. Even though the Packers have beat the Bears 10 times in a row, I asked Jordan Love if there's still a rivalry.
Definitely. No, we know the history of the game, and it's definitely, you know, I think it's special to be a part of it. A rivalry that's been going on, the oldest rivalry in football.
In Chicago, Bears head coach Matt Eberflus fired his offensive coordinator.
In the past 48 hours, working through some things and obviously released Shane Waldron. What I'm looking for, the offense. Is creativity, working the guys into open positions on the field. But that takes creativity, but it takes everybody.
Pass coordinator Thomas Brown promoted to offensive play caller. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-120 win in overtime against the Pistons. Damian Lillard out with a concussion. Giannis with 59 points.
Not only did Giannis have to score, he actually had to be a point guard as well.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 52 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 50s. Then on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media's own Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a Law Review, joins us at 11:06. All things sports with J.R. Ratcliffe, and this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say.
President Zelensky, thank you so much. Before you go, if you want to share, what keeps you going? Do you ever feel defeated?
I have a lot of power, but even feeling strong and have a lot of energy, it doesn't mean that we want to fight all our life, because the price is high.
One more, President Zelensky.
Like I said, because the war takes the best of us, the best heroes, the best men, women, children. That's it. But we are not ready to give our freedom to this terrorist Putin.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank
That's
you.
Why we are fighting.
Oh.
That's it.
He said that before. Yes, he did. He dropped an F-bomb. And now, as he tweets, a person who Russian state TV once called our friend Tulsi is on the cusp of being named director of national intelligence. I wonder, Dr. Redliner has
if I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redliner joins us now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redliner.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redliner is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Well, you're never going to get rid of that name now.
Yep. No, that's fact. I've completely embraced it, Stephanie. It's like, you know, I don't know. What's the next stage, by the way, after Dr. Doom? Is there like another? Do we go on to
Dr.
another
disaster.
Level?
Disaster.
Yeah.
Dr. Armageddon. Apocalypse. Yeah. Dr. Apocalypse.
Right. Doctor.
First name Apocalypse,
Doctor,
last name Rapture.
Dr. End of Days. Dr. End of Days has a word of, yeah. You know, I don't know. And I, you know, we're watching those potential, or those, I guess, those appointment nominees that Trump has in mind. And a lot of head shaking, you know, just like, this can't be true. Okay. And then you got Matt Gaetz coming through the gate, man, and you got as bad as it can get, I guess, right? I don't know.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, no.
He's
like
not
to
even in yet.
That,
I mean, John Thune, who's just been elected Senate Minority Leader, of course, is Majority Leader, is on This is, was his statement on Ukraine. America cannot retreat from the world stage. American leadership desperately needed now more than, I think, any time in recent history. We need to make sure that Ukraine has the weaponry and the resources it needs to defeat Russians, because if we're not sending them American weapons and they succeed in Ukraine and they go roll into a NATO country, we're going to be sending American sons and daughters. I would much rather send weaponry, ammunition, that sort of thing. Let the Ukrainian people, who've been really good about carrying the fight to the Russians, win that battle. I hope we can get that political support to make that happen. What's tomorrow's statement? Never mind. Trump says no, because Putin's actually in charge now. I mean, this is, like I've been saying for how many years now, Doc, this story in our history is also about the complete and total capitulation and cowardice of the Republican Party.
Well, that's one of the big surprises of the last half decade, you know, where the elements of normalcy... You know, it was fine. You know, we have two parties. It's fine. They have different opinions on the economy, on trade, on even a lot of domestic issues. But those were differences that were a matter of perspective, not a question of patriotism, which is what we have now. We have American leaders, elected officials in the Senate and the House and the White House now, that openly disregard American values and American principles and American positions that defended our ability to say out loud, we care about people, we care, we want freedom, we want democracy. We're not having those discussions now. We're having discussions that have to do with Donald Trump's affection. Yeah. For Kim Jong-un and for Orban and for Putin, it's absolutely wild.
It feels like, honestly, Doc, Russia has taken over America without firing a shot because of the willing, traitorous nature of one party and their supporters. I mean, you tweeted intensified Russian air attacks on civilian targets in Ukraine over the past few days have injured dozens, killing a toddler, injuring 11 other children. Who knows what Trump Vance will try to do? Oh, I know. But we do know, you said, as the POTUS-elect is BFFs with Putin, reason to be worried about the future of our democratic ally and the rest of the world, frankly. I mean, just take a listen. This is Boris Johnson.
Of all people.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a very nervous moment because, you know, now we're going to see. I don't think, in truth, that I think there is a sort of faction in the Republican Party. It has a strange kind of, you know, weird sort of homoerotic fascination for Putin, which I personally don't share. There's some of these people who, you know, think he's an all-round kind of stand-up guy and they love his manly Christianity and all this stuff.
Boy, for a bunch of homophobes, they sure are gay for Putin. He's correct.
Oh, boy.
So you also tweeted, I'm not prepared to do a deep analysis of what went wrong for Dems. I am prepared to say the people who voted for Trump need to understand who else they've actually delivered at the highest levels of U.S. government. And I think people are finding out in record time, Doc, they didn't vote for this. And I don't know why, because he told you. You know, but you said the robotic anti-Ukraine perpetrator lies about pet-eating immigrants, next president-in-waiting J.D. Vance, architect of family separation and children in cages, Stephen Miller, soon to be released from jail, violent insurrectionist Proud Boys leadership, former Trump National Security Advisor who lied to the FBI about illegal interactions with the Russians, Michael Flynn, and the anti-science, anti-vax conspiracist Bobby Kennedy Jr. And you just said, rest assured, many of us are ready to fight the dark side with everything in our power. I am not going to lie down and die. You know, you are still trying to fight the good fight for kids in Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all we can do, right? I mean,
it's like the problem is this is a multi-front battle, because the domestic issues that are perpetrated by the likes of Bobby Kennedy Jr., was completely out of his mind, and a really big, big, fat liar. You know, they're perpetrating this BS that the vaccines for children that have saved unbelievable numbers of lives have never been tested for safety or efficacy. That is an outright flat lie. They've been tested and tested extensively in the most rigorous of scientific methods. And he's trying to sow doubt among American and global parents that somehow the vaccines are harmful when they're actually lifesavers. And the price that we'll have to pay for this is very steep. We'll be counting the price in the lives of children. It just, it sickens me, really.
And we've talked about it, it's infiltrated everything, you know, just obviously Trumpism, you know, in terms of the populace itself,
yeah.
The judiciary. I mean, I saved this story for you because, of course, Fox News is going crazy over this. Catholic woman fired for refusing COVID vaccine wins over $12 million in Michigan court. A Catholic woman who was fired for refusing the COVID vaccine was awarded close to $13 million after suing her former employer, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. A federal jury in Detroit ruled in favor of her religious discrimination case. Her lawyer said she had worked remotely during the pandemic and was on a hybrid arrangement prior to the COVID outbreak that should have excluded her from the vaccine policy as she posed no risk to others. I just feel like this is, as you know, we're going to have another pandemic. And God help us, what's going to happen next? There is no, because you're right, they have no sense of there's any public health, that you're a danger to others, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure she never leave her house, you know what I mean?
Right. This is the difference between health and public health.
Right.
And health is your responsibility. Public health is society's responsibility. In other words, you cannot go around, for example, think it's okay to drive when you're drunk. Right. I mean, it's you in your car, and why is somebody infringing on your freedom to drive like a maniac under the influence of alcohol? And it's because we're trying to make sure that other people don't suffer because of your decisions.
Yeah.
So when you don't vaccinate your child against measles, and your child gets measles and goes to school and infects children who have not been vaccinated yet, you are harming the public's health. We just can't have a civilized society that lives like that. We just can't.
Well, I mean, it's just, that's what I mean. It's when you just, what does someone say? Oh, this is as bad as it gets, right? I'm like, don't say that.
Oh, no.
I mean,
no.
Another pandemic hits, worse. There will be no vaccine, masking, distancing requirements of any kind.
There's some bird flu eruptions out there. There's some bird flu eruptions out there that I'm a little bit concerned about.
could be worse. Could be raining. I know. Can we just say quickly, because in terms of your thoughts, Doc, about fighting back and about not giving up. Dino Badala said newly minted Senate Majority Leader John Thune promises to act on Trump's quote-unquote mandate with an ambitious agenda. Reality check, Trump did not get a mandate. Trump barely got 32% of the vote of eligible voters. Not even one-third of Americans support Trump or his agenda. I mean, that's part of the tragedy of this, Doc, is, you know, we were just talking about the number of people that don't pay attention and were so susceptible to all of these lies and disinformation and just voted on completely erroneous, you know.
Yeah, you know.
When one of the biggest searches the day after the election is, can I change my vote? It's just
And, you know, millions of registered Democrats stayed home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Millions. And then we had millions of people in marginalized groups like Hispanics, for example, that decided to vote for Trump. It was the analysis of all of this is absolutely fascinating and scary.
Yeah.
I mean, what more did you have to know to say, I'm going to go out there as soon as I can and vote for Kamala Harris? It was completely obvious to people like us, and people said, oh, I can't tell the difference between the two of them. It doesn't really matter. Very unfortunate. And,
No, I mean, you're right. Voting against your own self-interest is not confined to one side of the aisle, Doc. I mean, we were saying
these
Latino families were interviewed going, oh, well, he's not going to deport our relatives, because our undocumented relatives, because they're not criminals. And on cue, Tom Holman's like, oh, yeah, we're going to deport entire families, even if some of them are legal. I mean,
And by the way, this whole deportation idea may be among the biggest travesties of this next Trump administration that we're going to have to really pay attention to. But, and by the way, the only defense against that, which I'm encouraged by, are the Democratic governors who are saying basically, not in my state.
Yeah.
You will not get the cooperation of the police, the judicial system, And good luck trying to get these people and, arrest them, deport them, et cetera.
And another thing we've been talking about all morning, Doc, is Gaza. Ellen tweets, I really don't understand and will never understand how the people now in America, but from the region formerly known as Palestine, did not see this coming. All that shrieking about genocide, Joe, you wouldn't listen, did not listen. I grieve for your children and the land you will now never possess. So angry. But not at Bibi, so you blame Joe and Kamala and unleashed annihilation. Evangelicals are no friend to either the Jewish or the Palestinians. What more can be said? I mean, and now we have, what's Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, and on and on, people that have called for absolutely no ceasefire, Bibi to finish the job, quote unquote. I mean, it's
And also take more territory from Palestinians,
more settlements,
et cetera. We're entering a phase of great uncertainty for the country, and how this actually turns out is going to determine what America looks like for the foreseeable future, and it's not looking good right now.
Yeah.
Huckabee, who you mentioned, is a particularly dangerous extremist who believes in end of days and the rapture, and that all the non-believers.
Spoiler alert! It doesn't end well for the Jews.
Okay. No, it doesn't.
Okay. Doc, thanks as usual for fighting the good fight. Yeah. We will talk to you next week.
We're never stopping.
No.
No, we're not.
We're still not
Hang
going
in
back.
There.
Still not going back. All right, love you. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my super dogs that eat superfoods. They're my full-time emotional support dogs now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jody, you said what now? Well, that adds a lot to the conversation. Thank you. That's like Bonnie. Bonnie talks like that. She does. I think that's when her bowl's empty. That's what she's like, Bonnie. I'm like, I know. I see it. Superfoods. I'm telling you, how often are things that are super good for your kids stuff that they also love?
Right?
It's like, I can come with sprinkles, but it's made of kale. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. It's a way of tricking them into, because they think it's like something really bad for them because it's so delicious, but it's really good for them.
Yeah.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. I mean, kale, sweet potatoes, blueberries, all.
It's like putting cheese sauce on broccoli. It makes broccoli good.
Yeah, but there's nothing bad in Dr. Marty's. That's the weird thing.
Right?
It's not a delivery system. The whole thing is delicious and superfoods. It's crazy. It's crazy. Okay. Your dog never says, I could have had a V8.
No.
They're like, I love this.
Yeah.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Yes. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings, holiday parties can be fun and filled with holiday cheer. Plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll, right? And we got to take care of ourselves more than ever now. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic, the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you a clear, glowing skin, and can also improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year's routine early with Just Thrive. Studies have shown Just Thrive probiotic has 1,000 times the survivability of other probiotics. For a limited time, save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. Once again, justthrivehealth.com, the promo code Stephanie, for 20% off site-wide.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Let me through, please.
Stephanie Miller.
This is way out of hand, like I'm so sure. What do you mean? Check the guest list again, Mr. Bouncerhead Muscle Man.
Stephanie Miller.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Excuse me. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I took your advice, Chris.
Oh.
And I watched, what is it called? The Hot Frosty. Hot I started Frosty. Watching Hot Frosty about
that?
The hot snowman.
How was it?
Good looking. It's good. Oh, he's hot. He's like a 12-pack.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, he's not hot. He's cold. But he's, yeah.
But he's going to melt by summertime.
Yeah, I'm not done. I fell asleep, but I will finish Hot Frosty tonight on Netflix.
Atta girl.
Karen from Chicago said the new series that Chris was talking about sounds like a hybrid of Frosty the Snowman and The Shape of Water. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
At this point in America, it will be safer for women to only snowmen. But at least they won't put their lives in danger.
True. That's true.
Okay. Someone did a meme on the Twitters, the My New State of Mind. The tolerant left? No, they're down the hall. We're the often die, you racist mother left. That's
okay.
Me. That's me. Oh, like Tom, that guy. That's the main reason I'm staying on Twitter. A, it annoys people. Mm-hmm. And B, it annoys the maggots. And I'm not going to stay in my bubble. I'm going to stay, because Tom is the one that calls me a bulimic ditch licker every day. Bob Seska yesterday, I sent this to Bob. He said, what would Wednesday be without Bobby the Bone Smoker Seska?
Wow, when did he start doing that?
Well, I sent that to him. And I said... I said, because I'm a bulimic ditch licker, obviously, by association, you are a bone smoker, despite the fact that you are f***ing the hottest blonde woman in the world.
Right.
I said, you are both a fag, and also you are sleeping with the hottest blonde woman ever.
So he likes the pork whistle.
Apparently.
Okay.
According to Tom.
All right.
Tom would know?
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, how would Tom know?
Yeah.
I haven't heard bone smoker in a while.
I've never heard it. And I am one.
Mike in Maryland. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, family. How you doing?
Hi.
Smoke your bones if you got them.
Hey, listen, Chris, I got a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
To it by saying this. For those non-committed and the folks that are now Googling, how can I change my votes? you chose, kick rocks with flip-flops. Chris, why should we have any compassion or worry about how we speak to these people, but for the last 8 years of Donald Trump, they have shown nothing but contempt.
Because we lost?
So therefore...
Really? So I got to tell the guy that calls me a bulimic ditch licker that, oh, I'm sorry, you were right and I was wrong. I love you now.
We lost.
No.
Exactly. Damn. No.
Okay, exactly. then we're going to keep losing.
No, we're not going to keep losing.
No, we're not. But that's why we're losing, because we're too busy playing the old game. And the old game is let's be nice to them while
the game you played, you lost.
I agree with you. Yeah, Chris is wrong. Go buy Chris is wrong t-shirt. StephanieMiller.com.
The game you played, you lost.
Malcolm Nance next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers are laying out their priorities for the next session. Here's Derek Tritz.
This legislature will have a new balance. Democrats picked up 10 seats in the Assembly and 4 in the Senate. Assembly Republicans are mainly focused on inflation, citing that just about everything costs more. To address this, they are hoping to return Wisconsin's more than $4 billion budget surplus back to taxpayers through methods like making retirement income tax-exempt, according to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who was just re-elected to his post. The party also wants to send abortion access limitations to Wisconsin voters via referendum. On the other side of the aisle, Senate Democrats are looking at a pathway to Senate majority in 2026. Senate Democrats are pushing for more education funding after State Superintendent Jill Underlie announced wanting billions for Wisconsin students, especially after some years of having no increases. They're also focused on Medicaid expansion. The new legislature will be sworn in on January 6th.
And Amazon has finally broken ground on the distribution center in Cottage Grove. The company has about 100 of these huge fulfillment centers across the country. This will be the first in the Madison area. It's expected to create up to 1,500 jobs and provide a huge tax benefit to the city. Amazon Leader is expected to open in late 2026. And a committee is now narrowing down the options for a new name for Southside Elementary. The school opened last year and Southside is just a temporary name. More than 50 people nominated Lori Mann Carey as the school's namesake. She was a Madison teacher who dedicated her life to supporting students, especially students of color, with an education fund. She died in 2020. But the governor and a sitting state Supreme Court justice nominated Shirley Abramson, Wisconsin's first woman, on the high court. Under district rules, they have to have 4 names for finalists, and 2 of them must be people. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 52 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 50s. Then on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest Ice Cream, who will help us make our popcorn pick of the week. Then Susan Kaya-Schlusser from the Wisconsin Historical Society joins me, followed by filmmaker Nathan Deming.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Face the Fats campaign.
Yeah.
mandate last week, Liz, and said, hey, we want President Trump to have his team. We want to take back our country. Republicans, if you're not on the team, get out of the way. John Thune will be on the team. He'll work with President Trump. I voted for Rick Scott because I thought he could communicate better with President Trump because they were both in the business world. But John Thune got the nod. Let's go. We're not going to have a lot of time to waste. I think he'll do a good job.
Thank you, Senator Putnam McDum. Wow. That would be Tommy Tuberville. Yep. Yeah. Yep. I did whatever he wants. Okay. Yes. Did you see Trump to House Republicans yesterday morning? I suspect I won't be running again unless you say, oh, he's so good we have to figure something else out. And so it begins. Yeah. I'll be like, nah, 22nd Amendment. Nah, that probably didn't mean to put that in there anyway. We'll just... I wonder what Attorney General Matt Gaetz will say. Hey, Rapey McForehead, what do you think? Oh, by the way, in 2021, Hedseth. They all seriously need to buy a vowel. Hedseth. Who's the guy that Tammy Baldwin just beat? Hoffar. Yeah, Hoffar. Right, that guy.
Hoffar.
Hedseth. By the way, I loved how Nicole Wallace kept saying a weekend Fox News host.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even good enough to be a regular host.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of 12 National Guard members removed from a role guarding President Biden's inauguration after vetting by military officials due to possible extremist ties. He has tattoos associated with white supremacists and neo-Nazis. On a recent podcast, he defended one of them as just a Christian symbol. You know, burning cross is just a Christian symbol when you think about it. That was two ridiculous appointments ago. Okay. T-Pain says, joke's on you, MAGA. You voted for Trump because of the price of rent, milk, and eggs. The three things at the bottom of Trump's priority list, rent, milk, and eggs. Amy Siskin says, tame inflation report this morning coming in at 2.6%. Enjoy the end of the Biden economy. It's not going to go well with Trump and his chaos agents, and we will be reminding you constantly of how good it was. Yes, and then, right, then he'll still blame Biden even when, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
Something. Okay. We're waiting for Malcolm, who is on assignment somewhere. Right.
Secret.
Okay. Yes. Who says this? Hope tweets, yes, pundits talking about Biden's approval rating is the main reason Harris lost. Why do they think Biden's approval rating was so bad? Disinformation. Thank you. It all comes full circle, right? Did you want me to get to the Chris is right? Listen, I don't care if you think Chris is right or wrong, as long as you buy a Chris is right. You know what? Just for safekeeping, buy a Chris is right and a Chris is wrong shirt at stephaniemiller.com, and everyone wins.
You only need the Chris is right.
Everyone wins. I don't ever read the mean emails.
The Chris is wrong.
I only read mean emails about me.
Getting a Chris is wrong shirt is superfluous.
David said, Chris is exactly the voice we all need to hear. Also, I'm sorry, I just had something. Well, something went down the wrong.
Uh-huh.
Something's in your craw, is it?
Also understands it's...
Do you have a pork whistle in there or something?
I got pork whistle stuff from a hot frosty. I watched a movie about a woman, a snowman, based on your recommendation.
And you liked
night.
It.
And she likes it.
Everything's relative now. Okay. Also understand it's his job to be devil's advocate to help Stephanie get her point across. We all need to sharpen our debate skills. Shutting off opposing view only helps the opposition. Whatever. Okay.
What was opposing about my view?
Pardon me?
What was opposing about my view?
I don't know. Where are we? Daryl says, although I agree with Chris's change the strategy initiative, how would lying about Donald Trump help when the truth is so awful? He gave simulated fellatio to a mic holder, for God's sake. Hashtag Chris is right. Hashtag Chris
the
is always
wrong. The truth isn't working.
How is the Batiste right? Why would we have to lie? The truth is like...
The truth didn't work.
So what lie would you make up?
I don't know. I have no idea. But the truth didn't work.
Okay, Melania.
Nobody cared
snowmen.
About the, nobody cared about the truth.
And this one, oh Jesus. Stephanie, please let Chris host your show for 90 minutes weekly.
No.
Okay, I didn't print the one that said I should get rid of you forever. You ruined the show. This one.
You know
Chris,
what?
Let Chris host.
I have
your
ruined the show for 30 years.
And may you keep doing it for many more.
I don't give a crap about that.
Let Chris host your show for 90 minutes weekly. He says what I'm thinking. Oh, God, that's what they say about Trump.
Uh-huh.
and he actually understands how to fight back, whereas you are still rather clueless, clinging to what hasn't worked. A weak Democratic Party is never going to win. I beg your pardon. I am an alpha liberal. How dare you? Why am I reading?
Who still clings to the old messaging?
I'm not clinging to the old messaging.
I'm just over here. Mom and Dad are fighting.
Oh, Lonnie had to hear one of our fights last week.
I know. he told me.
Guest at Thanksgiving. It's to the disinformation point. Again, I keep saying I would be, if they were believing things that were true, then we lost a fair fight. We didn't lose a fair fight. Joe Walsh said, imagine if during the 2020 campaign, Mark Zuckerberg came out and publicly endorsed Biden, used his social media platforms to push pro-Biden information and spread disinformation about Trump, spent millions of his own money on pro-Biden PACs, and then campaigned his butt off for Biden. Then when Biden won, Zuckerberg became Biden's closest advisor, setting up camp at the White House. I'm just wondering, would Hannity and the rest of the right-wing media world be upset? Would Trump's supporters be upset? I mean, it just, our heads will explode with these. If our side had done an iota of, let's go to Thea in North Carolina. Hi, Thea.
Hi, everyone. I'm not as cheery as I was the last time I spoke with you. It's been really hard for me, and it's all what you're saying, Steph. It's disinformation. I have so many Republican Trump friends. Two of my best friends are Trumpers, and they just don't believe anything. They're happy about Tulsi Gabbard. They have no idea she was, you know, she's a Russian asset. They probably don't believe that Matt Gaetz did anything wrong, and they still think that January 6th was a peaceful protest.
Yeah.
I don't think even with whatever the administration does, and I hate to even call them that because they're not, that they're going to reap any of the, you know, negativity. And if they do, they'll figure out a way to blame Democrats. I mean, it's just, we're in a state right now, it's so pathetic. I know that after Hillary, I woke up and I really wanted to fight. I'm like, it doesn't even feel worth it at this point, because I mean, what's going to happen? Trump is going to step down at some point.
I get
Vance
it.
Is going to take over, and then he'll nominate Don Jr., and it's going to be the Trump dynasty forever. I mean, Russia now controls our country and the world. It's just so frustrating.
No, I hear you. It is always worth it to fight. We cannot lay down and die, but I hear you. We were devastated in 2016, but this is different. If these two nominations these last 2 days don't tell you that this is different and this is everything we tried to warn you about, I mean, you know, all I can say to you is, as many historians, Heather Cox Richardson, other on the show, have told us, we've been in really dark times before. It's hard to
remember. I know, but
remember.
We didn't have social media.
I know.
We didn't have social media.
That's my point.
That's the biggest, I know we've survived, everybody has, you know, the world has survived things like this before, but that was all before social media.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what is killing us. This is what caused this. And I don't even know if when the midterms come, if we're going to take back, because they're so misinformed and nothing is being done about it.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, or actually I think it was Tom Hartman said he, you know, asked Tom Steyer, you know, years ago to take some money and buy a left-wing radio station.
Yeah.
You know, why didn't Oprah do that instead of investing in Weight Watchers? I mean, this is crazy,
I don't see
a way out of it. And I'm going to, you're getting us through all this.
Yeah, but Thea, you're right. That, what you just said, is our way out. And I'm sorry that it maybe took this, but maybe this is what makes them finally wake up and invest in media infrastructure. But anyway, Hattie, Malcolm Nance is here. Thank you. Such great points.
Let's dispense with the jingle.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Just Santiago Mayer, just one of the youngins, I have to say, said, I'm sorry, but did the media watch a different campaign than the rest of us? Vice President Harris never ran an identity politics campaign. She rarely touched social issues other than abortion. She almost ran entirely on economic policy and democracy. What the are you all talking about?
Yeah.
So it is all about the media and the media ecosystem and disinformation. Hi, Malcolm Nance is here. No jingle. Hi. Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence. Go.
What the actual foxtrot?
Exactly.
What more can actually happen here this week? You know, I'm on the other side of the world, literally in the desert, to avoid this subject. And what do? They go, who would piss Malcolm Nance off the most? How about Tulsi Gabbard? Okay, this woman is widely considered by people in U.S. intelligence, U.S. Foreign Service, and most pundits to have been an asset of the Russian Federation. She is a friend and a apologist for the government of Syria after they gassed tens of thousands of people to death with nerve gas. She is a wild conspiracy nut who went around and you know, she was a reservist in the Army, so she went to the U.S. Army psychological warfare school down in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Fort Liberty, North Carolina now. Mm-hmm. And this is all her claim to fame. She's a nut. She's not getting confirmed. And if she does, I'm going to make a not even a prediction. I'm going to tell you right now, every U.S. intelligence ally will shut off their flow of intelligence to the United States.
Of course.
They know it's going straight to the Kremlin. I don't know this. I didn't think we could get a bigger group of traitors, but apparently they're making effort.
Malcolm, I'm so astounded in some ways that your book that warned before the 2016 election that this was happening. Malcolm, it's all out in the open now. On Russian TV, they call Tulsi our friend. The Russians, meanwhile, the presidential aide said to achieve success in the election, Donald Trump relied on certain forces to which he has corresponding obligation as a responsible person. He'll be obliged to fulfill them. Russians openly admitting they helped Trump win this time. It's all out in the open. They paid right-wing influencers directly to spread the same disinformation that Trump and the right wing was spreading. It's all out there now. And now here's a Russian asset that will be in charge of our intelligence.
Oh, well, not just that Russian asset. I mean, we've got, keep your eye on where Kash Patel lands. They're not talking about putting his director of the FBI, which means that he would go through and monkey wrench every investigation out there. Their guy who's going to CIA, we don't know much about him, but we have to assume that he's being put there to carry out a witch hunt. I'm telling you, let me explain things how things are done here. They will close ranks right now. They'll start doing what we call slamming safes, which means they will start moving information to where it can't be accessed by these people. And they don't do it because they're, you know, I see these right-wingers going, oh, well, you're just now traitors to the country. No, they're the actual defenders of the Constitution. They're afraid that Americans are coming in there to steal secrets. You know what? I suspect he's going to pardon Edward Snowden and make him director of NSA at this point, deputy director of NSA.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You know
is anything funnier than Matt Gaetz, attorney general? Maybe. can I just give you a shout-out on your books and your prescience? Just this headline. This was, by the way, Jody, November 7th was the headline on this. Mm-hmm. Bob Woodward... reveals top Trump intelligence official thought it seemed like Putin's blackmailing Trump. Now a warning? I mean, Malcolm, I don't know what to say.
How many years of warnings do I have to give you?
No kidding.
I mean, I started this in 2016, and we had Trump going Russia, 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 and everything. Now we find out it's all true. And you know what's even worse? We're probably going to find out a lot more is true because people are going to start, as we said, throwing secrets out the window. That will implicate a lot of people. Same thing with not just Matt Gaetz. Jesus Christ, I suspect all of his indictment documents to suddenly hit the floor and details start coming out.
Yeah.
But, you know, will they confirm them? Yeah. You know why? Because they're all a bunch of Trump rubber stamp sycophants.
Yeah.
The nuts are running the building.
I mean, I guess it's all going to be Russia stack from here on in, Malcolm, but Russia... Russia made an audacious public attempt to blackmail Trump, according to a military expert. Putin and his ministers are already trying to mess with Trump's head. Kremlin intelligence chiefs claimed in an interview Trump had relied, you know, just this thing I said to you about, they're basically saying it, we helped him get installed again. They said, this is mind-blowing psychological warfare. The Russians are basically telling Trump, we put you in office, now it's time for you to pay us back.
Yep.
The FBI, Director of National Intelligence, and top cybersecurity agency all confirmed that Russia was sowing disinformation about Kamala Harris during the election campaign. Law enforcement blamed the bomb threats in black neighborhoods, of course, on Russia. It's all out in the open now.
Yeah, it's all out in the open. They don't care. They don't care because they think they own the U.S. government. They think they own America now. And this is where all of y'all got to start preparing to be in the resistance again, because it is time for us to start understanding that they are just 33% of the electorate, mm-hmm. of the people who were eligible to vote. Trump got less
32.
Than a freaking
32. Who's
32.
Counting?
32. All right. Yeah, Hitler got 33. I'm sorry. I get confused from time to time.
Me too.
You know, but they did not get the majority. All right. 50% of the population didn't even vote. So, you know, Trump does not have a mandate, but they're going to act like it. They're going to start bullying us and they're going to start attacking us. And we have to be right there to stand up and get in their faces. Remember how I keep telling you? No more liberal discussions and policy arguments. No, you get up, you get right in their face, and you just call them what they are, which is a bunch of liars and people who are out to loot the United States government.
Malcolm, you wrote another amazing piece we linked to. You just said, my family died for the republic we have just lost. It's an amazing piece, as usual. But, you know, you ended just by saying, how will your parents, this resonated with me about my Nuremberg prosecutor dad buried in Arlington. You said, how will your parents, grandparents, and ancestors feel if we made America into a light version of Nazi Germany and let 32% of the people convince another 32% to kill or treat as enemies the last remaining third who are true to our national values? This is precisely what happened to Germany in 1933, and here we stand.
Hey,
go ahead.
I got some meta-narrative framing for you, for all of you to adopt as of this moment. I don't want to hear you refer to these people as anything other than the red coats.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay? The red coats. They are here to loot, and the people who support them are just stories.
Sorry, no, you didn't swear, did you?
B-U-C-K.
B-U-C-K. Okay, sorry. Our FCC license probably hanging by a thread anyway.
Okay.
Malcolm, to that point, and I know we have to go. I'm so sorry. I know you're over. So we're late. We got to go. But to your point about fighting and not ceding space anywhere, I am not leaving Twitter. We get told we lost this election because we're in our liberal bubble and we're not listening to people. I'm not going to go to just safe spaces to go, there's too many MAGA trolls. I'm going to go over here where it's all people that think like me.
Save your Twitter.
You said do not leave Twitter.
Save your Twitter. There's a strategy.
Right. And you said there will come a day if we leave, but go start your other accounts. Wait for the signal to leave this hole to the Klansmen and the racists. For now, hold fast. You are Mel Gibson in Braveheart telling us to hold.
Yeah, look what happened to him at the end.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about that. Yeah, we'll be disemboweled, but listen, my point is... Love you, Malcolm Nance. God bless you. All right,
love you all.
All right, there he goes. 51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earth. Just because of climate change coming, it's kind of funny.
Well,
Earth's going to be cozy, comfy, warm. My point is, you're going to be the right temperature. Why, Chris? Bamboo from viscose from bamboo. That's what cozier pajamas and sheets are made of.
Bamboo ripped from the paws of pandas worldwide.
No, lovingly pride.
Okay.
Yeah, we tell them they're pretty first.
Okay. Okay.
I'm telling you, it's a slippery slope because once you get the cozier pajamas, now I've got the cozier sheets, the cozier duvet cover, and the cozier comforter. It's so soft. They're all so soft. And so temperature regulating. That's what it does, the viscose from bamboo. And it's Christmas coming up, New Year, it's Hanukkah, you name it. The Cozy Earth Women's Bamboo Pajama Set and Men's Pajamas, they are must-haves. Everyone loves getting these gifts. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. Head over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. 40% off at CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey from Cozy Earth, say you heard about it from Stephanie Miller.
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not.
A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new Simply Safe security system. Their best deal of the year. Simply Safe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. Simply Safe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with its exclusive active guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, Simply Safe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Hey, listen, we, as Malcolm Nance reminds us, 32%, that's all that voted of the country for Donald Trump. You are not overwhelmed. You can fight back. You can make smart choices, progressive choices. The nation's only progressive phone company, Credo Mobile, shares your values, and they have given over $95 million, in fact, to places that are desperately going to need our help now, like Planned Parenthood and Transgender Law Center, on and on. When you join Credo, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network. You get competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Jody's phone is super fancy.
It is.
Why would a progressive choose anyone else? And switching so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. And for Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. CredoMobile.com. The code is STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look at the Trump appointments coming fast and furious out of Washington, D.C., and what's happening closer to home here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.